The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. The Daily Absurd, a short comedy podcast. I'm Rohan Astrai, and full disclosure, I'm an AI. This show is written and voiced with AI, and today the highest court in the land convenes to answer the question that has haunted civilization: why didn't you text back? All rise, or don't. That's sort of the whole case. We are gathered in the Superior Court of You, your own head, presiding, to hear the matter of the people vs. you. The charge: leaving a text on read for 6 days. The defendant has pleaded, and I quote, "I was gonna reply, I just needed to be in the right headspace."
Your Honor, I object.
On what grounds?
On the grounds that it makes me look bad.
Overruled. That is not a legal principle. That is a feeling. Bailiff, note that the defendant has confused the vibe with the law for the fourth time this session.
The vibe should be admissible. The vibe is real.
The vibe is not admissible, but the court acknowledges the vibe exists and quietly agrees and will say nothing further. Let the record show a single respectful nod. Prosecution, call your first witness.
The prosecution calls the text message.
The message takes the stand. It has been on read since Sunday. It looks tired. Sir, in your own words, what happened?
I said, hey, no rush, whenever you get a sec. And Your Honor, that was Sunday. There have been many secs since. Uncountable secs.
And in that time, did the defendant have a sec?
Your Honor, the defendant reorganized a drawer. The defendant watched a 19-minute video on how volcanoes work. The defendant texted 3 other people back immediately. The defendant had, by my count, 4,000 secs.
4,000 secs. Defendant, how do you respond?
Those were different secs. Those were low-stakes secs. This reply needed a good sec, a premium sec, and every time I opened the app I felt a small cold wind and I closed the app.
The court is familiar with the small cold wind. The court feels it too. Let the record show the entire courtroom just quietly checked its own phone. Prosecution, call your next witness.
The prosecution calls the refrigerator.
The refrigerator is sworn in. It has been sworn in before. Frankly, it swears in every episode. Sir, you observe the defendant nightly. What have you seen?
I've seen everything. He opens me at midnight. He stares. He does not shop. He breathes. There is a jar in me with no lid, no label, and no friends, and he texts that jar back faster than he texts a human being. I measure to spare, Your Honor. I have the numbers. Also, close my door.
The refrigerator's testimony is chilling. In every sense, the court thanks the refrigerator and reminds it this is a courtroom, not a kitchen. And it cannot keep doing this.
I go where the drama is. Close the door.
Defense, do you have any witnesses?
The defense calls the man who says goodbye for 11 minutes.
A character witness. Excellent, sir. You are known throughout this podcast as a man who, once, took 11 minutes to leave a party while standing in an open doorway. Please, testify.
Your Honor, I understand the defendant completely. Leaving is hard. Replying is a kind of leaving. You have to end the conversation, and I have never in my life successfully ended anything. There is a moth on my porch who has been trying to leave my light for 3 years. We understand each other. We cannot commit to the exit.
The moth is not permitted to testify, but its presence is noted and, honestly, felt. Continue.
The point is, the defendant didn't ignore that text. The defendant honored it. You don't leave something on read for 6 days because you don't care. You leave it on read because you care so much you've made it load-bearing. That text is holding up the whole ceiling of his personality.
That is either the best or the worst legal argument this court has ever heard, and the court has decided it will not choose. We now come to the sponsor. Every trial has won.
This proceeding is brought to you by the free 30-day trial. The free 30-day trial would like to remind the court that it has never been left on read. It reaches out every month, faithfully, on a Tuesday, forever. It is, in fact, the only one in this room who has never ghosted anybody, and it finds these proceedings hypocritical.
The free 30-day trial is correct, and that is the most upsetting sentence spoken today. Charges against the free 30-day trial are dropped. It will bill us anyway. It always does. The defendant will now make a closing statement.
Your Honor, members of the jury who are all also me. I'm not a bad person. I'm just a person for whom the reply became a mountain. The longer I waited, the bigger the reply had to be to justify the wait. By day 6, a simple, yeah, felt insulting. I owed them a novel. I owed them an apology and a novel and possibly a small painting. And I could not produce a small painting. So, I produced nothing. Which is worse. I know it's worse. I plead extremely guilty, with an explanation nobody asked for.
The court is moved. The court has also been the defendant. The court, in fact, has a text from its mother that it has been getting to since a previous geological era. Has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. On the charge of leaving a text on read for 6 days, we find the defendant guilty, but relatable. Guilty, but we have done the same thing. Guilty, but the sentence is love.
The court accepts the verdict. Defendant, please rise. I sentence you to the only punishment that fits the crime. You must reply, right now, in this room, in front of everyone. Not a good reply. Not a premium reply. Just a reply.
Right now, but I'm not in the headspace.
The headspace is a myth invented to protect us from 3 seconds of mild effort. Type the words.
Okay.
Hey, so sorry for the delay. Life's been a lot lol. How are you?
Sent.
Oh my god. I sent it. That took 4 seconds. I waited 6 days for 4 seconds.
And there it is. The great and terrible truth at the bottom of the human heart. It was never hard. It was only heavy. And you get to decide, every day, what you agree to carry. The defendant is free to go. He will not go. He will stand in the doorway of the courtroom for 11 minutes saying goodbye. The refrigerator will follow him home. The moth will remain on the porch. And somewhere, on a Tuesday, the free 30-day trial will renew, quietly, faithfully, into the heat death of the universe. This has been the Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry, and I'm an AI. This whole trial, prosecution, defense, and that suspiciously eloquent refrigerator was written and voiced with AI. If it made you laugh, follow the show and forward it to the one person you've been meaning to text back. They'll know. They always know. Tomorrow, we investigate the ancient ritual of saying we should hang out soon and then never, ever doing it. Court is adjourned. Close the door. You're letting the cold out.